Let's start off the show with some World Cup news. Ghana is one of the five countries that will represent the continent at this year's World Cup. The Ghana Black Stars, a team that is not new to this tournament, is considered one of the favorite contenders for the trophy, and recently they were the only African team to win their international friendly in the run-up to the FIFA World Cup in Qatar in December. The Black Stars defeated the South American nation of Nicaragua 1-0 in the Spanish city of Loja. Even though they went on to lose to Brazil 3-0, there's still optimism that they will put on a better performance after learning from their mistakes in previous World Cup appearances. So, how excited are Ghanaians to support their team in November, and who are some of the players that are likely to make a difference this time around? For that, I reached sports reporter and analyst Victor Atsu Temaklo in Accra, Ghana. Not many countries on the continent or in the world get to say that their team is representing at the World Cup. How excited are Ghanaians to see their team make it to the World Cup?
Well, I think Ghanaians are very excited. Obviously, the pain of missing out on the 2018 World Cup and the disappointing nature of the 2014 campaign made people long for this more than ordinarily you would have. And the general excitement is also a sort of influenced by the fact that you have quite a number of high-profile Ghanaian players playing and some of the top teams in European football. And so there is that expectation that we are going to have world-class representation in our team, just as it was back in 2006, back in 2010. I mean, if you look through the team now, Kudus Mohamed is in the form of his life. Thomas Partey just scored a wonderful goal for Arsenal. They've got Kamal Sowah, Salisu Mohamed, and a few players who Ghanaians have really taken to. And so that strong bond between the fans and the players, and seeing that their favorite players are doing well in Europe, is also adding to the sense of expectation.
And that they're hoping that their performances in other leagues in Europe and other places around the world, that they can translate that into a good performance at the World Cup.
That's the hope, and it's not something that only the fans are having, but journalists as well. Because
right. If
you look through the Black Stars for some time now, the team has not been able to match up to the expectations. Since making the final in the AFCON in 2015, it's been downhill since that time. If you look at the Black Stars team that we have had, there's always been the suspicion that we may not have been represented by the best of our players. But post the AFCON in 2022, that was perhaps our worst in living memory, there's been a few changes. So Otuado has come in as the coach of the team, and he's brought some new energy into the team with some new players that a lot of people are expecting that are going to do well.
There's optimism that the new coaching staff, the new coaching team has actually prepared them quite well. Let me ask you this. The Black Stars recently lost to Brazil during an international friendly in France. What was the takeaway from that game in terms of how they are likely to perform?
That exercise left Ghanaians more confused than it did offer any clarity in terms of what we are to see at the World Cup, because before this game, the expectation or the whole conversation was about Otuado having, for the first time, an assembly of players that are perhaps better suited to the brand of football that he wants to play. He had already talked big about having Salisu and how he gives him that option of playing a third centre-back in the team. But we did not get to see him start Salisu against Brazil for us to have a fair assessment of the balance the team has and what would have been the foundation on which the team would be able to play some attacking football and then get results. But what's not in doubt is that there's a lot of attacking quality in the team. There's Thomas Partey, well-known. Kudus Mohamed scored just yesterday, now 7 goals in his career, and is on the cusp of hitting double digits. No one would have dreamed of that if you had asked anyone somewhere in June.
Who are some of the players that we should be looking out for, the ones that are likely to be the playmakers, the difference makers?
Obviously, the cameo that Iñaki Williams had against Brazil was one that I think he took full advantage of, because even though he did not score, the runs, his movement and his connection with the teammates gave Ghanaians an impression that he was a significant upgrade on the rest of the players that the Black Stars perhaps have given opportunities to in the past. So Iñaki is one of those players to watch out for. Kudus Mohamed undoubtedly is another player that a lot of expectations are going to be on his shoulder. Salih Mohamed brought a certain stability and authority to the defense that previously had not been seen in the Black Stars team. Tariq Lamptey is another star waiting to explode in the Black Stars jersey. So in terms of quality, there are quite a number of players to look out for. Osman Bukhari at Real Star Belgrade is another one of those players. Kamal Sowa is scoring for fun in the Champions League. And so we, without bragging, I'd like to say that we're a sport for choice in terms of stardom.
I love the optimism. And what would you say are some of the mistakes that were made in the previous appearances that you would love to see them improve upon?
I would say the tactical naivety, if there is anything like that, in the games versus Brazil in 2006. In 2010, I think the team was not street smart enough. Otherwise, Jan and Co would have demanded for a goal instead of asking or protesting for a penalty in that infamous Luis Suarez incident. And then, of course, we know the distractions that prevented the team from excelling in 2014 and in 2000, and even making it to the World Cup itself in 2018. And so, technically, you expect the team to be a bit more prepared, a bit more to show a bit more maturity in terms of how they manage games when we're having a good spell and when we're not. Because I've always believed that a prepared and proficient Ghana team without distractions is always going to be competitive. So once we're able to iron those kinks out of the way, we should see a very interesting Black Stars team at the World Cup.
Yeah. Any special celebrations, festivities to send them off soon? What is the tradition usually before they go to the World Cup?
Well, there is often one last training session where the fans will get to see the team before they plane to wherever the World Cup is taking place. Because very often the pre-tournament campaign takes place in a region that is a bit close in terms of climate conditions to where the tournament is going to take place. So you have the team not spending too much time in Accra. The fans just get to see them once. And which is often in a very formal setting where they meet with the president or the sports minister and basically let the team know what the expectations are and give them assurances of the people's support before the end play. So that's one exercise that we're expecting will take place, especially now that we've got new players who have not played in Ghana before. Inaki has not played for the Black Stars in Accra or anywhere on the continent since switching nationality. The same goes for Tariq Lamptey and a few of the other players. And so it will be a good opportunity for them to come down, bond with the fans and before the end play to go and play for the Black Stars. Just to conclude, Gideon Mensah in an interview recently spoke about what it feels to have over 40,000 fans at the Babayaro in that playoff tie versus Nigeria, to all of them behind the team, because he said even though he had played in front of bigger crowds, never had he had such numbers, knowing that they were behind him. And so that sort of energy is something that I feel the players could feed off if they have such an encounter with the fans.
Absolutely. It's always nice to know that you have a fan base that is behind you 100%. Atsu, thank you so much for taking time to chat with us.
Always a pleasure, Jackson.
That was sports reporter and analyst Victor Atsu Temaklo. I reached him via phone in Accra, Ghana. This is Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. I'm Jackson Vunganyi.